Last year, more than 6,500 French Jews performed what's known as Aliyah, going to Israel and obtaining dual nationality. It's twice as many as in 2013, which was already double that of 2012. The Jewish agency here helps French Jews to move to Israel, and in the week following January's terrorist attacks on a kosher supermarket in Paris, more than 2,500 people registered on their website, whereas the average would normally be about 150. Daniel Benyahim, president of the Jewish agency, says it's clear some French Jews are questioning where their future lies.
We won't be seeing an exodus of Jewish people in the near future. They won't be queuing in front of our doors saying we want to leave for Israel. On the other hand, it's likely that the recent events which have shaken France and Jews in particular will act as a trigger for many French Jews who'd already made the decision to change something in their lives. Those people will probably start the procedure with the aim of going to Israel in the next 2 or 3 years.
While the desire to perform Aliyah is also motivated by economic factors, a feeling that Israel has better opportunities than France, particularly for young, well-qualified people, there's no doubt that anti-Semitic attacks are making some Jews feel very insecure. The murder of 4 Jews in Toulouse in 2012, the recent attacks on the kosher supermarket in Paris, anti-Semitic slogans chanted during demos in central Paris, and now the desecration of Jewish graves in Alsace. For some, it's all too much. Claudine is leaving France for Israel in the next few weeks and expects her son, daughter-in-law and grandchildren to join her later.
J'ai 73 ans, ça fait 60 ans que je suis en France et je me sens tout à fait française à part entière.
I'm 73 years old. I've lived in France for 60 years. I feel fully French, but there's just too much anti-Semitism. And our children are all having problems in state secular schools. People are no longer afraid to use the term dirty Jew.
Les Juifs sont des assassins. Voilà ce qu'il
m'a dit. One of my grandson's school friends, who's Muslim, referred to dirty Jews and said Jews were murderers. We don't belong here anymore. Our children don't belong here.
C'est certain qu'on n'a plus notre place ici. Les enfants n'ont plus leur place.
Not everyone is frightened. Estrella enjoys visiting her family in Israel on a regular basis.
J'aimerais y aller pour...
I'd like to go to enjoy myself, but my life in France continues, she says. I'm not rejecting France. I'm not afraid. Yes, I'm worried about what's happening here, but that's not why I'm leaving. Josette has made up her mind to go, but admits it was not an easy decision.
It's hard for us to say we don't feel at ease in France. I chose to teach French literature out of a love for French culture. I've always felt fine here, apart from the odd occasion when I asked myself when we'd finally make the decision to leave, because it's become unbearable to have to be so wary, to pay attention all the time. I want to live in a country where I feel free, but I'm not fleeing France. It's a choice.
The idea of living in a country where you'll no longer be part of a cultural and especially religious minority is an important and often neglected part of explaining the increase in the number of Jews leaving for Israel, says sociologist Michel Viviorca.
French Jews in France are now living in a very visible way in the public sphere, which is not the classical French Republican model for Jews. So today, with this terrorist attack, anti-Semitism and so on, it seems difficult to be visible in the public sphere as Jewish people in France, which means going to Israel means I will not only have more security, I will be able to be fully Jewish, to live as a Jewish person, not only in my private life, but also in my public life.
While Prime Minister Manuel Valls has insisted French Jews belong here and France wouldn't be the same without them, opening up the French secular model, which keeps religion in the private sphere, is, for the moment, out of the question. Additional reporting today came from Frédéric Lebel. For RFI in Paris, I'm Alison Hurd.